right, so before we get into the Mandy's and the handful of tickets that are left, let's just check and see if John, can you hear us? Are you there?
I can hear you. The question is, can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear.
We got you.
It's almost
no
like
delay.
You're sitting in the room.
No delay at all.
Yes.
Well,
this
that's because I drove 40 minutes to the ESPN station. And now we're cooking with gas.
Good. You sound good and loud and clear.
Yes.
We didn't leave a lot of meat on the bone for you guys.
No, I mean, hell, the Mandy's are like the event of the year without question.
How about
Taylor
that?
Taylor Swift Awards.
Well, can we have a moment of honesty?
Yeah.
The Mandy's are genuinely really, really fun.
Yeah, yes, we had a blast.
I mean, there've only
year.
Been one of them, but that's about as much fun as we've ever had as a station.
Do you guys run it back as show of the year, you think?
I hope we run it back as show of the year. That's the only one that matters to me, as show of the year.
Remember,
the rest of it is just perfunctory. I don't know if I used the word right,
I think
but
you
it's
did.
Perfunctory.
I believe that you got that right. John, is that the only one that matters for you?
No, none of them matter to me, but let me say this, that if Mason does not win Host of the Year, he will curl up in a ball of his Venice home and get stoned for 4 days straight if Cappy takes him out 2 years in a row.
Is it just if Cappy takes you out? What if What if Al gets you? What if Ireland or Sedano?
No, if Mason doesn't win, it won't matter to him who won.
Well, here's the thing. Awards don't matter to me. Unless I win. That's the only way they even matter.
No, you've often said, and we have it on tape, that the only reason you're in this business is for the awards.
For the awards. I want the hardware, man.
Right. So, and the one you won last year, isn't it like rotating on a pedestal in the
Diva,
middle of your
it
living
is,
room?
It is, as a matter of fact. Yeah, spotlights. I won two of them. I don't even know what they're for. One was
well,
for Diva.
You won Show of the Year.
Diva of the Year, but we gave that to Jorge. We gave that one to Jorge.
The Diva of the Show.
The Show.
I was gonna say, okay. Yeah.
He's the possessor of the...
Jorge's not a Diva.
No, he's not
an
a Diva.
Anti-Diva
yeah,
of the Year
exactly.
Award.
Exactly. Yeah. He's easy going. No, I'm campaigning for Travis and Sliwa. Well, I want you guys to have big, shiny awards at your house.
So are we, because we tried it last year, Al, where we pushed pretty hard for Ask Slee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we lost.
I think
shockingly lost.
I
voted for Ask Slee.
Yeah, I plan on voting for it again. Mm-hmm. I would like it to win. I don't know if the new rules are going
to our advantage or to our disadvantage.
Well, explain the new rules.
Well, before the phrase was vote early and often, and now it's just vote early, right? Because I think you have to have email.
I think you have to have an account, and then you get that one vote.
Yeah.
Rather than you could just go on and just
bang, 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 bang.
Oh, one vote per person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That really changes
things. So now I got to figure out how to program a bot.
No, my bots are done. My bots have no chance if it's you need an email address.
Yeah, we took the Ireland approach last year, John. With the, you know, whatever. If we ask Lee a little bit, we don't really care. Yeah.
Too
and then we
cool
got
for
shut
school.
Out, and it did not feel good.
Yeah. Too cool for school, and then we didn't have a date to the prom. We're like, oh, okay. We'll just
now
go
you
by
guys
ourselves.
Will win something this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no,
if
you'll
not,
win something.
If I win anything, I'll just give it to you.
Oh, that's
that,
worse.
That makes us
no,
feel.
I'll give you
that
worse.
Makes feel
yeah.
really good.
No, by the
well,
way, wait a minute.
Not giving you anything.
Participation trophies? You all of a sudden are a participation trophy guy?
But as you guys, if I didn't make it perfectly clear when I threw Sleewood's trophy, I don't care about trophies. So
no,
if I get one,
well,
Slee,
that was just you being
ceremoniously,
a bad guy.
Ceremoniously, if I win,
no,
I will throw the trophy at you.
Then we'll have some real issues.
Yeah, no,
but then we'll
come.
I'll tell you
issues.
It's coming. I'll give you a chance to catch it.
Sure, we'll still have issues.
Or to duck.
Instead of a hole in the wall, there's going to be a hole in the middle of one of the tables. We're
so
dive out of the way.
So I want to say yesterday, Ireland, I don't know. I'm sure you were listening to the show. I'm sure you were glued to it on the app yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, it was just like a hodgepodge of we grab people. It was me and Bergman for a while. It was me and Sedano for a while. It was me and Cappy for a while. And you know what? It actually turned out okay, given the difficult circumstances, because your equipment doesn't work or didn't work.
Yeah, well, it's not the equipment, it's the hotel.
Yeah,
so the worst hotel in the league is in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And the second worst hotel is in Sacramento, who we might play next.
That's right.
So I'm going to be prepared. Amanda did some legwork for me and got me into this studio, and I may need her to do it for me again in the next round if the Lakers continue to roll, which I predict that they will.
Are the best NBA cities the ones that I would think they are? Is it New York, Chicago, Toronto?
Yeah,
Miami.
This is a little inside baseball, but anything with an Ethernet port in the guest room
is the
home run.
The city is good if it has an Ethernet port. Otherwise, screw
Forget
that
it.
City. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Michael says when the schedule comes out, he just looks at when they're going to Miami.
Miami. He wants to go to Miami.
That's a great Comrex hotel.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great Comrex. Great Comrex city. That's what a lot of people say about
look
Miami.
At it a little differently.
Yeah.
They might not be thinking about the Comrexes quite the way that Mason
yesterday
and
was the most fun I ever had working with Shadano.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Why
happened? I don't know. He was loose. He was funny. He didn't bring on Tim Bontemps or Dave McMenamin or Nick Friedel. He didn't do any of those things. So that was great. That was great.
Okay. Did part of it have to do with?
He did bring on.
He was loose and he was funny yesterday is loaded with innuendo.
He did bring on Zach Harper at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that in the same vein?
John, that's a big deal, right?
Well, how did he get him past you and Bergman, who hate all guests?
He called him on his phone. And
put his phone on speaker.
He did.
On FaceTime, and then put the phone against the speaker. That's how we got him.
Yeah, that's the only way that was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Grizz are saying that it's not looking great that he's going to play. Is this a possum job? Is this a...
No. I don't think he's going to play. I've been with guys all morning that are tied to the Grizzlies, and they think it would be... The phrase they used is surprising if he does play.
Wow.
So I think at least for Wednesday, they're not expecting to have him. They really like Tyus Jones. They think he's the best backup point guard in the league. So they think they can win with Tyus Jones, but a job would be a bonus at this point. They are not confident.
Let me throw something wonky out here. Actually, this is why Shadano got Zach Harper on yesterday. Zach Harper wrote a story about, if you look at two nights ago, in the NBA playoffs, Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Ja Morant all were injured
on charges.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the idea here is that those guys are leaping from so far away from the basket that when they actually hit the guy who's taking the charge,
it's very dangerous.
They're almost undercutting that guy. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people say basketball play. Zach Harper said, no, you got to move the restricted line. Some people said, hey, get rid of charging altogether. Ireland, what do you think?
I don't think you can get rid of charging altogether. It's a major part of the game. You can move the line a little bit. That might help. I know some coaches
further from the
that.
Basket we're talking about.
But what normally happens
expand
is
the restricted zone. Yeah.
Is high flyers, like this was Dwayne Wade when he was younger. He just attacked the rim every single time he had the ball. And when he got older, he just said, all right, my body's too important. I'm getting hurt too much. I'm going to change my game. Same thing with Kobe. Kobe, when he got older, changed his game. So I think some of these guys will adjust and try and, you know, it's Mace, we've had this argument with baseball players who run into the wall all the time.
Yeah.
Remember how Jim Edmonds used to just run into the wall
every
single game?
Just quit doing it.
Yeah, and then finally when he got older, he just said,
Matt
you know
Kemp
what?
Matt Kemp hit the wall in Colorado and was never the same ever again.
Never the same, yeah.
And so I don't blame anybody who doesn't run into the wall. I just think it's for the long-term health of your franchise and your career, it's just not smart.
So initially, Mace, when I read that article, and I kind of find I'm like, come on. What,
it is a little prisoner of the moment.
Charging is a big part of the game, but the more you think about it, it is probably the most dangerous play in the NBA. That
sure.
You have a guy that just stands there. And
if
it comes,
you're taking the charge,
it's
dangerous.
And it's bang, bang. It's always last second, right? Yep. And you got a guy like John Morant, use him as an example. If you took away the charge, or at least you had more restrictions to it, the idea is you just challenge the shot. You jump straight up,
correct.
And maybe there's a little bit more, there's less contact.
But
that's kind of the idea
and
the concept.
But if those guys are almost coming in like in a horizontal way, if it's head first, if it's shoulders first, and the legs are sort of coming behind, all of a sudden the guy who is setting the charge is almost like undercutting.
I want to go back to something that John said a second ago, because I think that he's right, but I think that's not a good enough reason not to consider eliminating it altogether.
Right.
Because John, you're right that the charge, the block charge thing has always been a part of basketball, and it just feels like it's in the fabric of the game. You used to be able to block the plate as a catcher in Major League Baseball, and they said,
that's
you know what, we're not doing
but
that.
But Trev,
anymore.
How would you take the charge out of basketball?
Well,
contest.
If you just I don't have an exact answer to the question, but if you make it disadvantageous for the defensive player to try to slide in there at the very last second and draw that play. And I don't know, maybe it's just simply bring that line further out so these guys can go around you like you're talking about. But I don't think that just because this is a thing that we do, there's a pitch clock now, you can't smash the runner, we've got ghost runners at second base.
Right, right.
You can change rules. The NFL does it all the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, every sport does it all the time. I mean, we used to not have night baseball. Yeah. Used to be baseball of the day. There used to be, before Jackie Robinson, there were no black guys.
Well, and do we really want a red carpet to the basket without somebody being able to take a charge?
No, you don't want that, but what you don't want is a playoff series with no Ja. Yep. You don't want a playoff series with no Giannis.
Yep.
You don't want a playoff series like Anthony Davis fell to. You don't. You want your most important guys need to play in the most important games. And we're missing a handful of
you
these
can still
guys.
Challenge. I think you could still challenge at the basket without saying, I'm going to stay low while this guy jumps over me. And the chances of him falling are likely.
Right.
Hey, speaking of things that happen at the basket, am I the only one of the four of us who would not have ejected Draymond Green last night? I would have called that a flagrant one.
That's flagrant two. You can't sound
I was in the middle. I didn't. The more you look at the replay, you say, okay, if they give him a flagrant two, they give him a flagrant two. If Domantas Sabonis
doesn't grab the leg,
it's a one to me.
Yeah,
if he doesn't grab his leg and Draymond does that flagrant two, throw him out.
Okay, if it's not Draymond, if it's not Draymond, is somebody else getting thrown out there? Or is it you think
probably
it's because
not.
It's Draymond?
No, yeah. There's a little bit of past history that probably worked against him there. But I just in a playoff series again, I'm on record. In order for me to even issue a technical foul, you'd have to put your hands on me.
Is there a record that you actually put that on? Or you're on
There's
record?
A book
on the
Ireland.
Record. Yeah. There are too many
calligraphies, like, or however you say that word.
Mason won't even entertain Phil Jackson's idea of a no foul out.
By the way, I don't think
I like that rule.
Yeah,
I like that rule.
I don't like that rule.
But your idea about technicals, John, if the line is you got to lay hands to get a tee, okay, fine. But you can't have players punching and hitting each other and stomping each other. There has to be something.
Okay, Trav, if the fast break is starting and I'm running to the other end and you're on the ground and you grab my leg,
mm-hmm.
what am I supposed to do?
Not stomp.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No.
That's fine.
One is egregious and one is egregious, sir.
They didn't call anything on Sabonis until after they reviewed it. He was trying to shake free.
But one's more egregious than the other. You agree with that, right?
I would not stomp on someone's chest
Correct.
Under any condition.
That's
but
egregiouser
again,
than, they,
I think
than what
that
Sabonis
when
did.
When Sabonis grabbed his leg, to me, that means flagrant one, not flagrant two. But I'm in the minority. I know that.
So is my best chance to win a Mandy the freebie from Amanda? Is that
nicest guy?
Host of the year.
You're the favorite for that.
She chooses her host of the year.
She chooses her host of the year. Is that my best chance?
That is
yeah,
a
Trav,
chance.
You're the favorite for that. Everybody
really.
Thinks you're going to win that.
I hope so. Yeah. I'm going to make sure that I stay.
You have a good relationship
side.
With boss Amanda.
I have a very good relationship.
You do all the stuff that you're supposed to do.
I'm amenable. I'm amiable. I'm agreeable.
You are amenable.
Don't all those words mean the same thing?
Amenable and amenable.
Exactly.
Oh, Morales.
Okay, get her a coffee every morning. Just every morning. Just here. Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Like Ted Lasso, you bring the macaroons or whatever it is every day.
Hand-drawn smiley face.
Yeah.
Thinking of you.
Hang on, Morales has got something.
Okay,
big.
Right now we have 900 tickets sold in a little less than 3 hours, which is amazing.
What's capacity, Chris?
1,000. So, there are tickets left in Tier 2, which looks like the third section on the website when you go to ESPNLA.com. But we have a pair of Tier 1 seats to give away during Mason and Ireland today.
Mm. Wow.
But here's what you're going to have
that
to do.
That means closer to the stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you get a t-shirt or something. And here's the thing, though, and Mason, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Today, you know what we like to do on Live Imaging Tuesday? We like to play Yacht Rock. If you want those Tier 1 tickets, homeboy or homegirl,
the great Gino Minnelli,
you're going to have to write down title and artist of every Yacht Rock song we play today.
I love that.
This is awesome.
Oh, wow. And then at 3:45 during Game of Games, before Game of Games, we'll get you on. And if you have every title and artist,
it's Yacht Rock song of the day.
Ambrosia's got to be on that list.
Christopher Cross.
After your performance
by the
yesterday.
Way, I want you guys to
know. Loggins.
You went after Sedano, my boy, yesterday. Guess what? I'm going after you today, Mace.
When did I go after Sedano?
You didn't give him the credit he deserved.
I did. In fact, I even texted him afterwards and said, thanks a lot. You saved the day.
Oh, we heard about your text.
You heard about the thanks a lot, you saved the
and
day
we
text?
Laughed. We laughed. Because
Why?
We knew you weren't being real.
You weren't even here. How did you eat it? By the way, I walk in the friggin' door. Hey, Chris, you're gutless. It's like, what about, hey, morning, Mace?
Nah,
something like that.
That's not how it goes.
No, it's not. It
have you met Morales?
He gets in character very early for
Chris,
this.
Meet Steve. Steve, yeah. Chris, oh, there you go.
By the way, producer Emily talked about the Canadian suit look. Mace has got it today. The denim is
nice. You got the Canadian tuxedo going.
Yes, I do.
You should get a mullet to complete the look.
A mullet? mullet would top it all off. You know, when I was in high school, my mom would not let me have a jean jacket because it meant you were burnout.
Oh.
Oh, don't be a burnout.
Wait, well, if the shoe fits.
She might not
have just been the jacket.
now look at her. Her son did turn into a burnout.
She was on to some. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The great Gino Vannelli.
Yes, indeed. Coda after 1 p.m.
Gino Vannelli.
It is a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. It is a Mandy's 2 Ticket Tuesday.
Ride like the wind.
This is, you're going to need to know this if you want to win those Tier 1 tickets to the Mandy Awards this afternoon. You have to write down all the Yacht Rock tunes, title and artist, that we play today. This is Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross.
A patron saint of Yacht Rock.
So you better write that down, Jack. Have it ready, because at 3:45, you got to give it all back to us. Then you're tier two, which means you're close to Mason in Ireland.
Wow.
You'll be really, can you imagine? You can smell them.
Yeah.
Tier one. Sorry, I said tier two. Tier one.
Tier one, right.
Thank you, Corporate Craig.
Top tier.
Top tier.
Yes.
Are you ready to get it rolling?
Yeah.
Let's get it going. Mason in Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Morales?
John, good afternoon.
Thank you.
John is sounding beautiful, crisp.
Yes.
And thank God.
No delay like
yesterday. Yesterday was so frustrating.
It was real awful. It was rough. That's the longest delay we've ever had. There's like a second and a half.
The funny thing was, Greg and I tested that thing on Saturday when I got to Memphis, and it was working flawlessly.
Damn.
But then out of the night came, when he first washed up on the shores of Miami. The Cuban heat looking amazing because he had just come off the TV set.
Yes, he did.
George Serrano came in.
Saved the day.
Saved the day.
So good.
And performed at top levels.
By the way, and you're like, Morales is dancing. If you're on the YouTube, I think that's dancing. You can go to YouTube.
Did you see that hip thrust?
ESPN LA.
Did you like the hip thrust?
Unfortunately, I did not like it, but
I saw
it.
Unfortunately, we encourage hip thrusting on this program.
Yes, it did.
There's a drop.
Yeah, we do.
There's a drop. So, the Mandy's thing is unbelievable, man. They sold out. There's still some tickets left?
Tickets left in Tier 3, Tier 2, which is the third section. It's a little confusing.
Right.
So when you go to ESPNLA.com and you go to buy tickets, you'll see the tables. Those are not for sale. Those are for, show hosts.
Yeah,
all the show
muckety mucks.
Yeah.
Then there's the Tier 1. That's sold out. Gone.
Gone.
Unless you win the tickets today.
Yeah.
Then there is Tier 2. That is the third section in the green. Those tickets are $25 each. We still have a handful left. Right now, we have 900 tickets sold, which gives us the math, 90 tickets left.
Wow. That's incredible they went that fast.
They did go fast.
Yeah.
And there's a war going on in the communities of that. Were those Sedano and Cap people?
Oh,
were those Mason and Ironman people?
What is the war about?
Because Travis was trying to take credit.
Do we still have a community?
The mafia.
Yeah, there's still a mafia. They do stuff. Right. It's run by, what's that guy's name?
Kyle Downey.
Kyle Downey.
Is that guy still around?
The great Kyle Downey, yes.
Is he coming to the Mandy's? Or is he too scared? Are you
soft.
Gutless, Kyle?
He's soft.
Are you gutless, Kyle, or are you going to show your face?
Come at me, Kyle.
So get there, ESPNLA.com right now. And go. And you get to get a hotel room while they last, too, because it's going to be a Saturday night. Party, party, old party.
And the voting has changed this year.
The voting has changed. You could also start voting now for
one
all
man,
the
one vote this year, Chris?
You have to register. So technically, you could get back in there, but we have a way to weed you out.
So it's unlike the presidential election. It is one person, one vote.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
That's more of a joke on my side of the ledger, which I like. So, yeah.
Yeah, let her rip.
Yes, vote early and vote often, but maybe not often. Yeah, but vote early. ESPNLA.com. Click the big Mandy Awards logo. It'll be fun and frivolity.
So when I see you in the morning, I'm like, hey, Morales. And you're like, you're gutless. No. I'm like, whatever
First of all,
happened to morning, Mace?
Your definition of morning, John, it was 11:45.
That's my morning.
Yeah, that is morning to Mace.
I got in here at 6:45 this morning.
Yeah, but why am I gutless before I even say anything?
Because you didn't tell Sedano enough. You didn't herald Sedano.
I did.
As the hero that he was yesterday.
I did herald him. Okay. And by the way, I just want to point out.
What would you have done yesterday without Sedano? What, well, was it a corporate grade break down the game?
Bergman did a nice job.
He
yesterday.
Did do that. It was a nice job.
No, Bergman did a nice job. When Cappy came in, he rolled. I thought Sedano, that's the most fun I've had.
He gave you
with
a
Sedano.
Master class yesterday.
I don't know about that.
On how to do sports radio in this kind of market.
I was the one, he was the two, as we talked about on the air. It's easy to be the two.
And this was the thing. Sedano and I talked about this last night. You were trying to, John, he was trying to undercut him constantly by going, George, isn't it easier to be the B? That's what I always tell John.
He's the one that brought it up. He brought it up.
I heard you.
Two. It's easy to be the B.
Oh, George, it's easier to be the B, isn't it, than the A?
Oh, it's great to be the B. It's great to be the two.
You were undercutting Sedano and the legend, John Ireland.
I was not undercutting Sedano or John Ireland.
You're gutless!
Yeah, there you go. I'm gutless. Where do they get the tickets one more time? ESPNLA.
ESPNLA.com. Okay.
And are you going to hang around throughout the day today, or you got to take off?
Take off where?
I don't. Where does Morales?
Are you saying
go?
You don't want me in here for your show?
No, I want,
are you going to pull that?
No, I want Morales.
No, hey Chris, while you're here though, I have an ethical question.
Okay, yes.
All right, now Jorge, I need you to weigh in on this.
It wasn't me.
Is Bergman there?
Yeah, Bergman's
of course
here.
I am.
Okay, so yesterday, when everything fell apart, I texted Greg. Do you want me to send my game of games because I was supposed to do the game yesterday?
Right.
And Greg said, yes, do it. I'll read it. And I emailed him my game with the answers.
Okay.
Then he said, Mason has a game. He'll do it today. You do it tomorrow. And I said to Greg, okay, don't read my game. Do the three of you believe that Greg was honest?
No chance.
Nope.
And didn't read my game that included the answers?
Nope. He's out.
I 100% did not read it, but I will refuse myself.
Okay,
but I did
not read
it.
Greg, I will believe you if you do this.
Okay.
If you promise me you did not read it on Riley's safety, in other words, something would happen to Riley if you lie.
That's not right, John.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything serious, but that you would, as any parent knows, you'd be miserable if your kid even sprained an ankle.
I mean, in this, I'm not going to do it, but I would.
There you go. Yeah. Now, if you're not going to do it, then you have to refuse.
I mean, I can't do it. That's
really
my kid.
Rough.
Like, I can't.
Wow.
I just can't do that. But I'm going to, 1,000%,
really
I am being
rough.
As honest as possible. I deleted it, and I did not look at it. I never opened it. It was not open at any point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's heartfelt. Mason, do you believe Greg?
I think he is generally an honest person.
Ha! Jorge, do you believe Greg?
No.
Ooh. Morales, do you believe Greg?
I don't believe him. No, not in this case. Oh, and usually, God. I'm the president of the corporate Greg fan club.
Yeah,
the only member and the president.
What about you, Ireland? Do you believe him?
No.
Okay, he's out. I'm the only one that.
So I'm going to sit. That's fine. I'll sit because you don't believe me. But I absolutely did not look at it.
You don't got to lie, Craig or Greg.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you ain't got a lot to kick it.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. No, but I did not.
Do you know what movie that's from, Mason?
No, I don't actually.
Friday.
Friday. Oh,
come
yeah.
on, Mace.
What do you mean, come
That's
on,
such
Mace?
Such a great movie.
Sedano would have gotten that reference.
You know what I mean? Good for him. I mean, we watch different stuff.
Are you going again at Sedano?
I'm not going at Sedano.
I got to go. I got to get some water. You got me all worn out.
I know.
Yeah, I think
wound
you
did, up.
It's going to be wild today.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a rough
You're
day.
Wearing that denim like we got to go be Cowboys.
Let's
We're going to go be Cowboys today.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm wearing what is this, a Canadian tuxedo?
Yeah, because it's all denim.
All denim.
You got a cowboy belt on?
I do. I got a cowboy belt on. I didn't have boots. I got no boots. You wear your boots all the
time.
I
got some boots. What size shoe do you wear?
15.
No, you do not. You're not Michael Thompson.
So, Ireland, could this have broken any better for the Lakers than it's broken so far?
So far, no. But it's only one game. So you don't want to put too much stock in one game. But I was thinking about this. There's a couple of ways to look at this.
Yep.
If you're a Grizzlies fan, you would look at it and say, Well, Rui Hachimura and Austin Reaves are probably not going to do that again. They both had career games on the same day, and they carried the Lakers above and beyond what they normally do.
Right.
But if you're a Laker fan, you can say, you can counter with, yeah, but LeBron was very pedestrian by LeBron standards.
Yes.
LeBron hasn't really gone off. And what happens if LeBron goes off in game two?
Right.
Then, and if they get them both, Mace, if they win tomorrow night,
it's over.
I think that they will be hell-bent on winning those two games in L.A. Saturday and Monday so they don't have to come back.
Well, you know the famous stat is that teams that are up 2-0 in a playoff series, seven-game series, go on to win 92% of the time. If the Lakers win tomorrow night, it's over.
Same thing with the Clippers win tonight. What do you think?
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think the Clippers are going to win tonight?
I don't think Clippers going to win.
You know, Scott Foster, who always
picks
against Chris Paul, is reffing that game.
Why would they even do that? Why would they even put Scott?
I'm with you.
Just for appearance sake, why would they do it?
I'm with you. I've never understood it.
Where it actually matters. Like, if the Suns go down 0-2 by losing both games at home.
There are 80 officials. Really?
The
really? You got to assign.
Horrible
I know. You got to assign Scott Foster to the Phoenix game? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Just keep him in the East.
Yeah.
If you like him and you consider him one of your elite officials, and I think that's the case, the like you said, Mace, the appearances, the optics are terrible. Even if Scott Foster doesn't do anything wrong, if the Suns lose, it's going to be a thing.
Right. He'll be – if the Suns lose, it'll be 0-15?
15, yep. Yeah.
0-15, Chris Paul versus – yeah, let's set up the battle. It's Chris Paul versus Scott Foster.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you would put yourself in that position when you don't have to.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Makes no sense. All right. Coming up next, we're talking about how bad the Dodger bullpen is. I have come up with the solution.
Uh-oh.
Bergman, I have come up with the solution.
I'm afraid.
The fix for the Dodgers bullpen. Next, 710 ESPN.
A live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
I'm trying to think who this
Mandy
is.
Mandy Awards Ticket Tuesday.
Is this Gino Minnelli? So if you can identify
No, you know, we're going to tell you.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This is Gino Minnelli.
You're just letting it breathe. Gino
But
Minnelli.
Not the usual jam we play.
Okay.
We usually play I Just Want to Stop. This is Living Inside Myself, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew this one, John?
Yeah, I would think Mason would know this because he does a lot of living inside himself.
I do
himself,
live inside myself.
You know, yeah. So I'm surprised Mace didn't know that one.
Here's the thing. You need to write down every Yacht Rock song we play today because that's a lit tradition because we are giving away Tier 1 a pair of tickets at the end of the show today to the almost sold out Mandy Awards 2. Go to ESPNLA.com. Few tickets left in the Tier 2 section. That's the green section. Get your even if it's a single ticket, you got to not be gutless. You got to come be with friends. Make new friends. Press the flesh. You never know. Maybe you'll meet your new husband, your new wife, or just a side piece.
Yeah.
Just hey, side piece.
Yeah.
Hey.
So how do they get to, we got to sell the tickets right now. Hit it
Go to ESPNLA.com. Click right. The big Mandy's logo with the Commerce Casino in there. Okay. Go in there. Bam!
Okay. let's sell the sucker out. Let's do it right now.
Mace, what color undies are you wearing today? Because last week you had those red ones on.
I did have the red.
It was gray with the
yeah,
red
they were
trim.
On inside out, by the way.
The gray ones that were inside out, yeah.
Oh, they were gray? I thought they were red.
No, gray with a red trim.
Yeah, gray
inside
with red
out.
Trim.
The tag
inside
out.
Tagless.
What color today?
You're getting really deep there, Jorge.
Yeah.
Jorge, you paid too close of attention.
Oh, I'm watching the video for the Mandy, so I have to pay attention.
Oh, no.
I just watched the video at home for fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Ireland, I made awful announcing. Did you see that? They put it on the awful announcing page?
Yes.
The entire damn thing?
Very proud of you.
My Juan will not watch it. Juan's like...
Well, he's got to see it every night.
He's watched
Juan said, you embarrass me. I'm like, come on, man. It's a bit. It's a bit.
I was amazed.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And now you should only know what we've got planned that you need to do at the
imagine.
Mandy's, but I'm proud of you.
I can only imagine.
I don't know how John feels about being an awful announcing for that, but...
No, I didn't mind it at all. I was proud of him, too. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about something. You know, Travis and Slee, they're almost like... I'm in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like a Midwest show.
Like interesting.
They are. They're genuinely nice guys, but they do nice radio. It's
like ESPN Milwaukee.
Right, and so they're not showing up in a bunny suit.
Can we transfer?
They're not putting on a romp 'em.
Can we?
They're not running in their underwear down the hallway. They're not. I mean, it's so. I mean, every once in a while, Chris, you gotta respect the bit.
Can
you
we make a trade with ESPN Milwaukee? Do they have an edgy show that we can bring in?
Probably. No, that's the point. That Travis and Slee would, you know, they would be.
It is nice guy radio. You're
Ireland
right.
is undefeated at going after Slee.
Yeah, wow,
it's amazing.
You're just killing Slee.
Why is that an insult?
Because you're saying they have no edge, they do no bits. That's what you're saying.
Well, they don't
about
do bits, but that doesn't mean it's a bad show.
Yeah. No, it's a good show. I listen to it every morning. I love it.
Oh, yeah, because you're wide awake.
I love doing the Factor Cap. I do that while I'm driving in. I love, hey, what did you see? Hey, did you see? Hey, what did you see? What's the deal? Ask Slee. I've actually been on Ask Slee.
Ask
I've
Mace.
Been to Ask Mace.
Has there ever been an Ask Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've done it twice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's I love the show.
Maybe once. I might have only done it once.
I find it to be very edgy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's on, your God. Definition of edgy.
I find it to be edgy. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
We were watching back material today for the Mandy Awards. We had a big Mandy Awards meeting in the analytics room in the back, and we watched the tape. I guess it's not technically tape, of when Ireland did his Russo impersonation.
Yes.
It's so good. It's so amazing.
You know, I messed up my voice when I did that.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for a couple of days.
He screwed up his voice, for sure.
The part where he said, Shinano, he never shows up. It was so great.
That was awesome.
Shinano, never here. He's never here. Where is he?
All right, Mason in Ireland continues. Go to ESPNLA.com right now, sucker.
All right, so Ireland, you probably don't get the Dodger games there, but last night.
Are you kidding? I stay in a room down the hall from Michael Thompson. We have the Dodgers game on at all times.
So last night, Dodgers get to the sixth inning. Alex Vesia comes in. Phil Bickford then gives up, allows three runs to score, and the game is over. So I have
Bickford.
An idea. I have an idea, Bergman, and you can weigh in on this.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Last night, instead of Phil Bickford, you should have gone to Evan Phillips. That's what Evan Phillips does well. Evan Phillips in a fireman situation in the sixth inning with runners on instead of Bickford, I want to see Evan Phillips.
Okay, see, I totally agree with you, and you absolutely are right, but you've been arguing for the last, I don't know how long, since the season began, that Evan Phillips should be the closer. You can't have him be the fireman and the closer.
Okay, so here's, I am going to revise my position slightly.
Are you flip-flopping?
And say, I'm not a flip-flopper. I'm not.
You're the biggest flip-flopper I know.
I do not flip-flop. I'm known for not flip-flopping. But I think that Evan Phillips should be the fireman, and we should try somebody else in the closer role, maybe Caleb Ferguson, who's pitching well.
He is pitching well, so maybe he goes in there. But, I mean, it's going to be by matchup then if you're going, and it's going to be exactly what we talked about, that this is what they're going to do for the season. It's going to be matchup-based in the ninth inning.
Did you guys see
I think this is more important, though. Evan Phillips should have been in that situation.
Yes.
Do you guys see the other idea I sent you for the Dodgers?
About
Tim Anderson?
Oh, Tim Anderson, yeah, it's a great idea.
So there's this guy, Joel Reuter, from Bleacher Report.
Okay.
And he says he has an idea to fix the Dodgers' shortstop problem. He said that the White Sox aren't going to be able to pay Tim Anderson.
Right.
And so they're going to trade him. And so here's what he's suggesting. If you give up, these are all minor leaguers.
Yeah.
But, Bergman, you'll know some of these names. Michael Bush
is a
second baseman.
He's probably one of the top prospects.
Yeah, probably their top prospect.
Top five.
No, right?
Right-handed pitcher Landon Knack. Outfielder Jose Ramos. Right-handed pitcher Joel Ibarra. Those four could get you Anderson. Would you empty your prospect bin to get Tim Anderson?
So I don't even know. I know the first guy, Michael Bush, who I think at some point is going to contribute this year and maybe in the infield.
He's going to come up at some point.
He is going to come in. He is an infielder. I don't know if he plays shortstop or not. I think he's a second
baseman. He's a second
mostly.
Baseman.
Second base, third base. So the other guys, I don't know. That feels like bag of magic beans to me.
So Landon Knack, I don't really know him too well, but like he said, he's a right-handed pitcher. All these guys are going to be good. It's really going to come down to Andrew Friedman, what he wants to do, because he's always right, right? He does not trade the bad guys, or does not trade the good guys. So if Michael Bush, if he believes that Michael Bush is going to come up and be a star here, they're not going to make this move.
Apparently,
I love Tim Anderson.
Bonded with Mookie Betts during the World Baseball Classic,
yep,
and they became pretty good friends, and that Anderson would just slide right into their lineup, and you could hit him in the top of the order.
Yes.
You wouldn't even have to stick him in the bottom. For the White Sox, I think he hits second or third on most nights.
Oh, no.
Leadoff.
If you get Tim Anderson, he's not going to be at the bottom of the lineup. He is going to be at the top. And he'll probably still have Mookie at the top, but you might then move him to two
and have Freddie go down to three and then have
Will Smith be the four when he comes back from concussion.
Well, the other thing about Tim Anderson, and he steals some bases. They don't have anybody who steals bases right now.
It's a problem, too. James Outman is the only guy that really is willing
everybody
to do it.
Everybody is pushing pace.
Mookie's fast enough to do it. He's just not doing it.
Yeah, he got caught in the one time he tried.
Yeah. And by the way, the Dodgers are also giving up stolen bases at an unbelievable rate. That new catcher wins last night, threw out Starling Marte at second base. Which, by the way, I thought was a very close call. I thought it might get overturned. But that is only the third caught stolen base in 26 attempts against the Dodgers. So opposing runners are 23 for 26 in stolen bases against the Dodgers.
And all that does is just put so much extra pressure on these pitchers. And a lot of these pitchers are unproven. Like, we don't know what's going on with Noah Syndergaard. He hasn't been all that great, and they're running like crazy on him. Michael Grove is brand new. Dustin May is coming off of Tommy John surgery.
We have no expectation on Tony Gonsolin. Haven't heard anything in a while. No, one point I heard late April, but I assume since nothing's happened. And Daniel Hudson's the guy that could be critical, could be the closer.
Sure.
But we don't know when he's coming back either. He had an ankle knee injury last year.
And Jimmy Nelson could be coming back soon, too. That's another guy that could go there. But if you're putting that much pressure on these pitchers, then it's going to start causing them to give up more runs like they have been. Because
Bergman, what are the people on the dance party hoedown on your phone saying?
We don't talk to people on it. It's a
5-minute. Oh, of course. It's you. There's no guests, no calls.
It's Clinton and I in 5 minutes. You want me to somehow call somebody in 5 minutes?
5 minutes?
Yeah,
yes,
we do 5 minutes.
I would like
minutes.
To be a guest on the dance party hoedown.
Next time you're here, John, come in and you can be a guest.
If it was any other day,
you just said you wanted to be a guest. What are we doing here?
Have I not been invited to the dance party
next
hair
time
down
you're
on your
here
phone?
At 8 o'clock in the morning, come on in.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I'll be on the 14th hole.
Exactly.
I will be in bed. 8 o'clock in the morning.
But yeah, Clinton and I do the Blue Review every morning.
Yeah. Do we still have does Slee still do a show?
Yeah.
Lakers Talk Daily.
Yep. Lakers Talk Daily.
Yes.
The LTD.
Yes, the LTD.
Yeah.
We should have just called it the LTD.
The LTD's catchy.
Yeah.
Hey, catchy. Lead singer of LTD, the band, Mace.
Jeffrey
Osborne.
God.
I'm sorry.
Also a great national anthem singer.
I played golf with him once. Great guy.
Did you really?
Yeah, randomly.
On the Wings of Love.
That's another bit.
On the coast.
On the Wings of Love. What was his upbeat song?
So the Lakers trailing by 21 with 7:13 to go. We'll see if they can engineer a comeback on the wings of Stanley Johnson.
On the wings of Stanley Johnson.
Yes.
Old Stanley Johnson.
You know, Clinton Yates called earlier. This is Clinton. Clinton, I love Clinton, the big CY. But he called in to ask us two questions about the Mandy's.
Yep.
This is an hour after tickets went on sale.
Okay.
There was an issue in the VIP.
Is he already asking for comps?
Yes. The VIP lounge last year, if you remember, the very beginning, which was the green room, basically, for all the hosts.
I bought everyone worthy splashes.
You did like the red carpet-y kind of thing, right?
But originally, there was a miscommunication. They thought that was a cash bar, not a comped bar.
Oh.
And he got mad that he had to buy a drink. And Ireland bought a drink.
I bought several drinks.
I think my date in the beginning bought a drink because it wasn't communicated. So he asked, does he need to bring cash to the event? That was what he asked.
Well,
today.
Mason won't bring cash even if you tell him.
I don't bring
to.
Cash.
And then he asked.
But I also don't drink.
About the plus one situation.
Oh.
He's not bringing Julian?
Oh, Julian!
Is Julian the plus one?
Probably.
Yeah.
But
who's
I told.
Who's yours?
I got four plus ones right now. But.
So, Chris, how do you pick one of the four, or do you just invite all four?
We're bringing all four.
Spin the wheel of dates?
We're bringing all four. We'll spin the wheel upstairs. Let's see what happens at the end. But here's the thing. I made it clear to him.
There it is.
That right now the only plus ones are the top tier people.
Right.
So you have a plus two for mom and stepdad Leo.
Right.
John, the lovely Lisa Iron, if she wants to be there.
Yep.
Kelly Sedano.
Yep.
Rachel.
Right.
Lady Slee and Susan Rogers. So there's only six plus ones right now for the team.
Interesting. So Bergman, do you have a plus one?
I just said he doesn't.
I'm not a part of the plus one
plus
crew.
One.
No.
Can I have your plus one?
Jorge, you can have my plus one.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Jorge right. asked to get like five people in.
Did you really?
But he's a big part of the show.
He's a huge part of the show. He's a Mandy winner.
Yes.
A returning Mandy winner.
That's right.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
Again.
How do you not vote for Jorge after hearing little Maite, who might be the cutest baby ever?
She's not really a baby.
She's like
how old,
four.
You call her?
She's,
yeah, four. You gotta be four.
Well, a child.
They're all babies when they're that.
Yeah, they are.
Size. It seems like a baby. You know me. Me and kids. Mm-hmm. I'm not the babysitter around here.
That's a drop.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Live and pitching Tuesday. Quarter before 2 p.m. in the Southland on Mason in Ireland.
Mace, you know who this is, right?
This would be the Doobie Brothers.
Title. Well, specifically.
Minute by Minute by the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Motion.
There you go.
There you go.
So you got to write down every Yacht Rock song we play today on a Live Imaging Tuesday. If you want to be part of the Mandy Awards and sitting in Tier 1, we got two tickets to give away at the end of the show. We're almost sold out. Go to ESPNLA.com. You got to write down all the Yacht Rock songs we play today. I'm going to list the first three to be
okay,
nice.
Okay, do it, yeah.
We played Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross. Then we played Living Inside Myself by Gino Vannelli. This is Minute by Minute by the Doobie Brothers, who are performing at Yamava, by the way.
Oh, nice.
With Michael McDonald. Big
they
deal.
They get some great shows.
I know. Those are the three songs we played already. I'm not going to give you any more hints.
Okay.
Write them down, title and artist, and then we will take caller number 71. That's right, Greg, 71 at the end of the show.
Oh, Bergman will love that.
Yeah, he loves that.
You got this, Bergman.
This whole bit is so dumb. It's fine. Okay.
It is time for Wheel of Questions. Producer Jorge, spin that wheel, homeboy.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm going to gift you, each one of the three of you.
Okay.
A new house. I'll pay for the whole thing.
Thank you.
But it cannot be in California. Mm. Where would you build the house and what unusual feature would you put in it?
Okay.
Greg?
I would build it in Hawaii. And nice. it would be a full treehouse.
A treehouse?
That's actually a good idea.
It would be all above the ground.
The house would be
the entire house is in a tree.
What are you, like 11?
Oh, it'd be so cool.
No. So, Greg, do I have to climb up a rope ladder to get there, or would it be a regular ladder?
No, it can be a regular elevator. Ladder, or there could even be an elevator. You're building me a house.
Yeah.
I can get whatever I want.
Right, you can do whatever you want.
I got
all right, Jorge, what are you going for? Where is it, and what do you want to put in it?
I'll go near the beach as well. So I'll,
what
I'll,
beach? You can't be in Miami. California.
I'll go to Miami.
Okay.
Let's go to Miami, and then I don't golf, so a nice little putting green or little... You know, two, three holes in the back.
Wait a minute. You don't golf, so you want...
Well, but I want to learn.
You
want
to start?
Exactly. I can start.
Boston, yeah. What about
by
you?
By the way, that's what Michael has at his house.
Yeah.
See? Build a house.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I was looking at Mandy's tickets.
Are we
how many
down?
Are left?
I'm part of the stats department for the Mandy's tickets. There's still some available. So come on. Let's get it.
Come on. ESPNLA.com. Get there.
All right, Mace, where's the house and what are you putting in it?
Okay, so I am going to do something weird. I am going to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay.
And I want a house with the hot water that comes out of there. There's a lot of hot water stuff out there. You know, the mineral
like
springs,
the springs
and stuff. So I want the spring in the backyard so I can go to the springs.
Doesn't smell very good.
No. It's
the mineral hot springs.
The stuff I go to
stuff.
Does not smell.
I can get that in my hot tub.
Yeah, it's
plus, everything in Mason's house smells like weed anyway, so you can't tell the difference.
It all smells like weed. Burma, or Ireland, what about you?
So here's the weird thing. Lisa and I have been building a house that's been taking forever in Idaho, where her family is from.
Okay.
And every time I suggest something, it gets shot down. All right, for example, I think these are all totally reasonable things. I suggested that every chair in the house should be a massage chair. I was told no. I wanted, like in the first Ghostbusters movie, I wanted a pole like in a firehouse that you could slide from the top down to the bottom. I was shot down.
Very classy.
All right. I wanted a house that was all four sides with nothing but windows. I was shot
down. That's actually cool.
Yeah, I was shot down.
I like all of these ideas so far.
Yeah. All right. I wanted this was my favorite one, and I was I got a poof for this one, a poofed. I wanted a slide from where we're building the house down to the lake, which is like a little distance. I thought it'd be really fun to have like a 75-foot slide that you could just get in from our house and slide right into the lake.
It goes into the lake too?
Shot down.
Fantastic idea.
So
I know. These are all fantastic ideas. All of them shot down.
So you're building a house on a lake.
I'm going to call Lisa Island
now.
We're going to have a conversation about that.
Yeah. Please do.
All of
these ideas have been dismissed.
All those things.
Yeah. So I'm not giving up the dream, but I don't think I'm getting any of those things.
Ireland, yesterday I made a controversial statement.
Oh, really? What did you say?
I said that Ted Lasso jumped the shark.
Completely disagree.
Too nice, not enough of an edge.
Completely disagree. Matter of fact,
rushing to watch an episode.
I am. And matter of fact, one comes out tonight at 9 o'clock. I've seen everyone. I'm totally up to speed. I think that it's heading for a crash. I mean, there's a couple of people heading for a pretty big crash.
Right.
I'm caught up.
I'm totally caught up. But I'm not in any urgent rush to see the show, which is not a good sign.
Do you think Zava is officially retired?
Are we giving this away?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, a new episode comes out tonight.
I think Zava comes back.
Okay. Do you think he comes back for Richmond?
Yes, I do.
I think he's going to come back for a different team.
I think he saves them from being relegated.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, do you think Keeley stays on the all-girls team?
I do. Yes.
See, I think Roy is going to try and get Keeley back.
Yeah, no, I thought the – I think she's staying on the all-girls team.
And I think both Nate and Ted – are heading for a crash.
I think
they're both heading for a crash. Nate's trying to be a bad guy, a black hat, and it's not who he is.
Right. I think at the end, Ted.
And I think Ted's going to have a nervous breakdown.
Do you really? That's how the show's going to end? This is the last season.
I think he's going back to Kansas to be with his son.
And has a nervous breakdown?
I think it's going to be, he's just going to decide that it's, his life is in America, and he's not going to stay in England.
See, I think he's going to get fired. I think they're going to fire him.
Rebecca's going to fire Ted?
Rebecca's going to fire Ted. Ted, you're done.
Wow.
We've lost 7 in a row or 9 in a row or whatever the hell it is, you're out.
Yeah, I still like it.
That's what Higgins wants to do. Higgins wants to fire him.
Yeah, Higgins is a cold bastard.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So Ted Lasso, it's fine. I'm just not rushing out. Now, the one I am rushing to see all the time. Succession.
Okay, so I thought, and I'm the same as you. I've decided I'm going to watch all Succession episodes live.
I watch everyone at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Right, so I did that this week. There was a good basketball game on, and I said, screw the game. I'm going to watch Succession for an hour, and I'll come back to the game. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Succession, although I think the fact that Kendall already turned on his brother and sister is a sign that there's a civil war coming.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to screw over Shiv.
See, I don't know. I've got this weird feeling that Shiv is going to be the one at the top of the mountain when it's all over.
Yeah, and by the way, how cold were they to Carrie?
Poor Carrie.
Carrie's done.
Oh yeah, I forget what the what's the original wife's name?
Who you're talking
Marcia.
About. Yeah.
Oh, Marcia was just so rough on Carrie.
Yeah, and by the way, Logan was totally sleeping with Carrie at the end, so Marcia's pulling a power play.
Yeah. I do think, by the way, you sent a story that I think is interesting, that Connor is the heart of the show.
Yeah, somebody wrote that. I'm not so sure that's true. I think that's a little bit of a reach.
Isn't Connor a good guy?
Well, he is, but he's in denial about everything. He's in denial about his presidential run. He's in denial
1%.
About his marriage. He's less than 1%.
Oh, that's right.
But by the way, the two guys who are going to be left without a chair at the end are Tom and Greg. They're about to get screwed.
Oh, yeah. Tom is such a weasel. Greg and Connor are the two nicest people on the show, I think.
Yeah, but Greg is just desperate to be relevant, and he's not.
You know what I thought was really funny is that apparently when they institutionalized the mom, right?
Right.
They gave her cake all the time. And it came.
And this is Connor's mom,
correct?
Right?
And it came to be known as Looney Cake, and so the wedding cake was apparently Looney Cake. So
why he melted down.
Why he melted down? Exactly.
Right.
He also said at the end, "My dad never loved me."
Okay. Yeah. Their dad never loved anybody. He said, "You're not serious people.
You're not serious."
All right.
People.
So tell me if I sent you this today. This was in the Hollywood Reporter. These are the shows that they think are going to compete for the Emmy for Best Comedy. Now, it sounds like you're out on Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I would not vote for – if I had a vote, I wouldn't vote for
all right,
Ted Lasso.
So tell me if you would consider voting for these shows. Ready? Okay. The Bear on FX.
To me, that's the – I don't think anybody will beat The Bear. I love
all right,
the
how
comedy.
About Barry?
That's not a comedy. Yeah.
How about Barry on HBO Max?
Barry is great. It's definitely not a comedy. It's got a very Breaking Bad edge to it right now. The first two are out for this season. I love the show. It's not really – a funny comedy anymore.
Okay, Abbott Elementary on ABC.
Love Abbott Elementary. It's a really nice show. I watch it on Hulu, pick it up just from time to time. Really good.
Only Murders in the Building, Hulu.
Hilarious. It's hilarious. I think that Martin Short and Steve Martin are national treasures, and I love that show.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Amazon.
It kind of lost me. I watched a few seasons of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. The weird thing about her is she's not really a good stand-up comic. Like, my friend Sue Kalinske says this. It's like when you have a non-comic play a comic, it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel real to me anymore that Midge, who's the lead character, is
right.
a comic.
I feel like
Rachel
she's just a different style.
Brosnahan, right?
Yeah, I think she's just a different style of comic. She's just talking. She's just having conversations.
So this next one I have not seen at all. Okay. So I've seen everyone I've mentioned so far, I've seen at least partially. Wednesday on Netflix, which is a spinoff of the
really
Addams
good.
Family, right?
Really, really good.
Did you watch
good.
It, Boss
yeah,
Amanda? Great. You watched it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, what's that? Jenna Ortega?
Jenna Ortega.
Yeah.
She hosted SNL. She was really funny.
She's from Palm Desert. Yeah, she does a really good
job. Okay, and the last one in this show is severely underrated. It's really good. Shrinking on Apple
really
TV.
So good.
Great Didn't
show.
Watch Shrinking.
I had Jorge watch it.
Mason,
so
you
good.
Would love it.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford's great in it. Jason Segel's great in it. They've got a bunch of other people that are really good in it. There's a girl named Krista Miller who used to be on that show.
I remember Krista Miller, yeah.
Where Courtney Cox used to drink out of that giant wine glass.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Cougar Town?
Yeah, yeah. And she's in it. Really good part for her. Shrinking could win.
She was on the Drew Carey show, too.
Vote for The Bear.
It's not a ahead
comedy. Ahead of all that, Only Murders in the Building,
yeah,
Abbott Elementary, Barry, all of them?
I vote for The Bear over Only Murders in the Building.
Is it a comedy section or is it just an overall sitcom?
You know, it's
well,
almost become
Hollywood
like
Reporter
best
listed all these as
show.
Comedies.
Yeah, Bear is...
It's a good show, but
it's
not a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
It's, yeah.
I would not put it under comedy.
And neither is Barry. Barry
Which
is not
one,
a comedy
Amanda?
Either.
Bear. It's
okay.
a drama.
The Bear. Okay, well, they had it listed as a comedy, but they could be wrong.
I starred in a movie called The Bear once.
You starred in a movie?
Starred in a movie called The Bear once.
Yeah, I heard
Jorge
that.
Jorge shot it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Meanwhile, time for Amanda's ticket update.
Yes.
We have sold 920 tickets at this moment.
So there's only 80 left?
There are 80 left in Tier 2. So go to ESPNLA.com. Click the buy tickets or whatever it says.
Yes.
It's the third section on your screen, but that's Tier 2, the green section. $25 each. Let's sell this thing out.
Yeah.
So there's none left for Shinano and Cap. And we say, you guys are gutless.
Yeah, they are gutless.
By the way, we will give away two Tier 1 tickets. That's the best. That's the next section, the best section. On this show, if you write down all the Yacht Rock songs we played today on a Live Imaging Tuesday. One last thing. John, did you say a 75-foot slide at your home?
Yeah. Well, I asked for one, Chris. I was denied.
That's enormous.
A 75-foot
really
slide?
Yeah. Down from my house down to the lake. What do you think?
That's like going to...
I mean, how much money do you have?
Yeah, that's like going
not enough, apparently, because I was negated.
That's like going to one of those water parks.
Yeah.
Exactly. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You could have Mace over in his underwear. You could go on that slide all day and night.
Why not? Yeah.
Sure, I'll come on that slide with you.
Why not?
Beautiful.
Hey, it's time for 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. We take one and only one call every single day at 2 o'clock. And it can be about anything. I'm assuming today some Lakers getting ready for Memphis tomorrow. Maybe you got a question about or a take on the Dodgers, take on the Mandy's, whatever you got, 877-710-ESPN. We will take a random phone call. Next, Ireland is in Memphis. It is Mandy's today because we're selling the tickets right now at ESPNLA.com. It's officially, I'm calling it Mandy's today. Mandy's today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.